Bloody Boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, it's true, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
One on one, seven the truth. Tory Lowe show. Hey, look. You know, today's show has been just amazing. The Andrew did a great job with surprising me with, you know, the people that have came in, that have called in. But let me tell you something. We got Jason Westoff from Cousin Subs in the studio, and let me tell you something. I was telling him during the break that all of my time that I spent out in Okoboji, Iowa, and dealing with that community, and like I said, some of the best people in the world live in Iowa to me, like living in this little called the Lakes area. And if you haven't been out there, it's like a area where it's a tourist area in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it go down to zero. It's down to zero. Arnold's Park and Jason happened to be from that area. Yes, you get that. You happen to be from that area. And from that day forward, a lot of people don't know about the University of Okoboji. And we both are graduates of the University of Okoboji.
Me a lot longer ago. Class of 92 at the U.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
92?
92.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was class of 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the time you got there, they got rid of the leather helmets. I was still wearing them.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like awesome. I said, I thank you for coming through. Cousin Subs has been a big supporter of all of the things that we have done in the community on the Tory Lowe show. And when we talk about community, dealing with the community, sometimes it's easier to deal with the community when they can eat, you know, and have great food service.
Sure.
And to have good people that are concerned about the community as well, with the foundation, all of that, all of those things came together because Cousins was established right here in Wisconsin.
Yep.
I'm the most requested advocate in the state of Wisconsin. Cousin is the most requested restaurant in the state of Wisconsin, all over the state. Yeah. So it's just been amazing to be around you personally and just get to know you and talk to you and discuss. And it's like we went from just, you know, meeting each other to like having this brotherhood. And it was amazing. The journey has been extremely amazing. And I thank you, too. I thank you for everything that Cousins have done to help support the Tory Lowe show and what we've been doing in the community, helping change lives. And also Cousin Subs as the journey with the Cousins Foundation that you have, and then also y'all do give back to the community in different ways with scholarships and things like that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. We do the easy part. You know, you're the one out there who's doing the work, and you're the one who's putting the feet on the street, getting the word out, and giving people a voice who don't necessarily have a voice otherwise.
And then it was a contest that happened where the athletic contest that Cousins was like, let's get some kids from the north side involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, to me, was like, sometimes we don't have the resources, but Cousins actually became a resource that now we were actually being able to get involved with. And I know a lot of Truth Nation, they go to Cousins and they support Cousins as well. They've been doing that. Minister Kevin will call me and be like, I went and picked up a Cousins subs. A lot of people are like, Tori, they just tell me when I'm out and about, you know, what's my favorite? Is it really turkey?
Yeah.
Is it really the turkey? I said, yeah. Everybody knows that it's the turkey.
That was the first question I got asked in my interview, and I said the turkey, and I think the CEO, Christine, thought that I was bluffing because that's just – everybody's got a turkey. I'm like, no, that's just how good the turkey is.
It is so good. And so like I said, you know, it was just an amazing partnership. And then I think that one time we was talking about I asked you, I said, I need a University of Okoboji T-shirt.
Yeah.
And it took a while because you can't get them. You got to dial in.
Right.
We both got matching University of Okoboji T-shirts.
Amen. Yeah.
And you wore yours today, but I wore my Cousins.
I love it.
I went to work for Cousins. Like
you did.
Yeah, I went.
That's right.
I went there to work.
Did they pay you yet?
No. I mean, it was. I just okay.
Don't
it was
call. We'll pay you in gift cards.
Right. Yeah. But like I said, I went there and we had so much fun.
You did.
At the location, off of Burla.
Yeah, amen, 140.
And then they came out to the community awards several times. Y'all always come to the community awards. Yeah. And we just love each other. Like, I have a great relationship with some of the Cousin Subs management members and things like that. Yep. And like I said, to have the show, just to be the last show, I was like, man.
Yeah, this is our honor. I mean, quite honestly, when they reached out to me and they said, hey, Tori, I'd love to have you on the show. I'm like, really? That's outstanding. Tori, everything you've done for this community, anything we can do to help support that, we're always behind you. However you continue to move forward in activism, whatever you need for support, we'll feed the people. I mean, that's the easiest thing that we can do. And hopefully we'll get people who can walk side by side with you while we're doing it.
Well, I'll be doing reporting for 620 WTMJ.
Sweet.
And then analyzing for ESPN Wisconsin. So
that's outstanding.
That's where my next.
Okay.
That's where I'm going into. You know, Craig.
Yeah.
Carmerson was on here. He kind of let the cat out the bag a little bit.
Told everybody what the deal
was. Yeah, kind of let it out a little bit.
Is the letter on the table here somewhere?
But the thing is, the cool thing about it is, as we move forward and deal with the community, I'm always, you know, have the loyalty to what y'all were the first company to say. Hey, Tori, what do you need? How can we help?
Right.
And as an advocate, that means a lot to me. Yeah. So everywhere I go, I mean, if Cousins is set up there, I buy it. I mean, I push people to because the money that we're giving to Cousins is coming back to the community in many different ways.
I agree.
And a lot of people don't know that. But this is what's happening. Yep. And it was a great relationship to me.
I appreciate that.
And then – we still got to travel to Okoboji. I wanted to do it this summer.
We were actually talking about the schedule. I thought we were talking Clay County Fair last time.
We got to go to at least a Clay County Fair or something, whether between this year or next summer.
Something. Maybe if you're doing some sports research, we can hit up an Iowa game or something.
We got to do something. Because the thing is, people don't understand, it wasn't just us just pushing a brand. Right. Like, we... This is like it went beyond that to like, okay, what can we do? What's next? And the game with the Packers quarterback, Jordan Love. I don't know why. It's the last show. My brain is all over the place. Andrew just stuck so many people in here, and now I'm just still shocked. You know that when you came in, I was like, oh no. Oh. You know, it just I don't want to cry. That's why I wore my glasses.
Oh, that's great. I wear my glasses
those because I don't want nobody to see.
Oh.
You know, I got to be Teflon, you know, many times. I can't show the emotion.
The fact that you wore the gear today just tells me enough. Like, you don't have to say anything else.
Okay, I mean, of course.
We owe you. I got a bunch of new swag here for you.
Let me see the swag bag. Let me see what we got in the swag bag.
Retro swag? Oh, my bad.
Oh, my goodness. That's the
old school.
That's
logo.
The old school.
I want them for all you guys.
That's the one they had on Stranger Things, the old school
got some tumblers right there. Got a couple subbies for those of you who don't have any subbies if you
know. Oh, yeah. And you know what? We got an old one over here, but the hand got broke.
What happened?
You know, people around here knocking stuff over, and I got a brand new one.
Okay, good.
So like I said, I need that in my life. And like I said, these are the things that these moments, like as we move forward, that I'll remember.
Yeah.
That we've been through a lot of different ideas. I remember when we first did the cleanup, and it was only a few people.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm going to be successful at getting this cleanup with the audience from the radio.
Yeah.
I didn't want to use social media.
Right.
Because I had used social media for a long time. I said, you know what? I'm going to drive everything through radio. And the first one was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But then.
Started picking up.
Cousins got involved.
Word of mouth. Yeah.
All of these different organizations was like, okay, we got to make this. This is something that's needed.
Yep.
And this last one, it was a tornado warning.
Yeah.
And 200 people still came out.
Right. Yeah. It was not a great weekend, but.
It wasn't.
It was a great turnout.
Cousins came through for us.
That's great.
The community came through. We had a flood. We had flooding and a tornado warning. A lot of people was like, I don't know if I should go out there because it may be dangerous.
Yeah.
But it was an amazing event.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for the partnership. I think you said it really well. And the thing that when I look back at my career, it's the relationships that are going to be the most important thing to me. And meeting people like you, Tori, it's transformative as far as the way men think, the way I think, the way people who get surrounded by you and you surround yourself with think, and the impact that you have on your community. And like I said, just the voice that you give to the people who otherwise don't have a voice. You know, there's a lot of gratitude. And you talk about, you know, what's powerful, that's powerful. Everything that you bring to that, to the Tory Lowe brand is powerful.
Jason, don't be trying to make me cry on there. I told Andrew I wasn't going to do that, you know. But I understand that when you get on a journey, the universe will hook you up with people that have the same mission.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And that's how I knew, like, when we connected, especially with Okoboji, Iowa going on. Like I said, this has to be the universe because we were concerned about the community. We were concerned about progress. And also, we wanted to make sure that we promote the brand because it was doing so much for the community at the same time.
Yeah, that's the byproduct.
It's the byproduct, but it was amazing. As an advocate, I pay attention to a lot of the things that I look at and I say, it's helping the community. Yep. That's why I push everybody. Support Cousins, because I'm going to tell you right now, they do so many different things with the support, and they were able to support the Tory Lowe Show as well.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to give you the last words before we run the break.
Good luck to you and your next steps. Again, whatever we can do as a partnership, we'll continue to carry that forward. We've been with Good Karma for a long time too, so certainly we'll continue to see you down the road. Don't lose my number because I want to be next to you when you do some of this.
I cannot. I couldn't even see me moving forward without having you around.
Good.
And we got to get over to the Clay County Fair or something. I'm telling you.
Something.
I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to have a date too.
Maybe next year we'll show a cow.
don't be having people out here trying to throw cow pies and stuff like that. I don't think we're ready for that.
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't think we can do it.
Cow tipping.
Cow tipping. We can do some cow tipping.
You ever win cow tipping?
Officially? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
No.
Because they had me out there trying to tip a cow one night.
But I have been in the middle of a cornfield with a live band and maybe a beer or two. So that's a pretty traditional.
Oh, that's good times. I crowd surfed in the middle of a cornfield. Yeah.
So you know
that was when I was in the band.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Oh my God.
Well, look, I appreciate you for coming through, Jason. Always a blessing. Amen. And we got more to come.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, this is just the end of this chapter. It's the next chapter, right?
Oh, it's going to be powerful.
Got a book.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe and I have been friends for more than a decade. I think it's 14 years now, if you can believe it. I was a little baby reporter at TMJ4 News. And little would I know, a few years later, we would become teammates at Good Karma Brands. Tory, it has been such an honor to have you as a teammate and forever friend. I'm just so proud of you. And I thank you so much for the laughs, the wisdom, and the belief that we can do this.
The people's champ. Yeah, Yeah, who the people's champ?
Tory Lowe.
When it all goes wrong, where the people go?
Tory Lowe.
Who was speaking up for those people in the ghetto?
Tory Lowe.
Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow?
Tory Lowe.
Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks?
Tory Lowe.
Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known?
Tory Lowe.
Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home?
Yeah. Tory Lowe.
If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up?
Tory Lowe.
Who gonna find a child molester that touched your daughter?
Tory Lowe.
Who gonna help you out when that landlord put you out of that apartment?
Tory Lowe.
When your son need a transplant, who gonna find that organ?
Tory Lowe.
Who out here shutting down the streets with no permit?
Tory Lowe.
Who the biggest activist out here that's independent?
Tory Lowe.
Who you gonna call if you end up missing?
Tory Lowe.
101, saving the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. Look, this is the last Tory Lowe show on 101.7 The Truth. And we got a lot of people that came through, but this guy right here, Eric Shake James. The moment we got around each other, all we do is look at each other like, what you talking about? What you planning? Him and Alexander, he's just been amazing with the work that he's been doing with the young people in the community. Also just dropped the Milwaukee shoe. I call it the Milwaukee Adidas edition of them. It's like pure Milwaukee, Summerfest, Visit Milwaukee. And it's another pair to drop too as
yes,
well.
Sir.
So
yes,
it's
sir.
Part two.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, Eric Shake James, for coming through. I appreciate you, brother.
Man, thank you for having me, brother, and all the work you've been doing, you know, over the years, man.
I'm going to say this. You was the first person, because you had an award at Tanya's Kitchen.
Toya's
Kitchen.
Yep.
And salute to Toya. Love, amazing caterer, amazing cook. You was the first person to give me an award and say, here goes some money to help.
That's awesome.
Like, nobody had did that before.
That's crazy. You deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, I didn't expect it, but I was like, I noticed. I was like, who is this brother? Like, you know, most people be like, okay, you know, thank you for the good work. But you added that extra, like, here, if you need anything need to be done, here you go.
Correct. That's how we supposed to do it. That give you that boost continue to do the things.
And I had a couple mothers that needed some help to come out of my pocket. And that's where it went. Like, and I said, that brother is something special. You know what I mean? And as I grew to know you and all of the things that you are trying to do for Milwaukee, I salute to you for being on the front lines and just allowing me to just have a brother in the community that's about that action.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, man. You know, I feel like that's where we're supposed to be, on the front line. You should have called this Front Line Friday,
I'm trying to tell you.
Let's do it.
I mean, we got some implementers in the studio coming through. And I'll say this. You just dropped a shoe.
Yeah.
Now you got another.
Yes.
When is the next installment, I say, of the – it's like a series.
Yeah,
what's going on with this?
Yeah, so you know, so real quick backstory is that the Samba and the Viewfinder. Well, I said the Samba, it's the same
because it sold out.
Yeah, oh yeah, no,
the Samba is gone. It was out the door.
Yeah,
soon as y'all opened the doors.
Yeah, a lot of people was upset, man. But you know, like, I mean, you know, like these shoes are made so far in advance. You know, they made 9 months in advance, so. It's not like as easy as they say. They say, well, just get some more. It's not that easy, you know. And so when you buying shoes like that, you know, a limited run for the city, it's like once it's gone, it's gone. That's it. So there is no more. So it ain't no more to get. You know what I'm saying? And so the Viewfinder and the What the Shoe was supposed to drop at the same time. But because the What the Shoe got so many different materials, it was very complicated for the factory to make it. So when they got done with the Samba, but unfortunately the What the didn't make it on the first boat coming over here. So we had to wait, and you know that's why the drops had to be separated.
Okay. Well, like I said, we waiting. And, you know, people, you know, they hooked on what you're doing, bringing fashion, bringing big name brand, bringing design, bringing inspiration, even having kids paint shoes and things like that to give them to get them in the space. Hey, you can design a shoe.
Correct.
You can create a shoe, and you've been doing this for years.
Correct. Since 2008. Mm-hmm. Since 2008. So it's been a long journey, man, but it's been a great one. You know, and it's just about, you know, motivating the youth, giving them an opportunity, stuff like that, man. They don't I was just at Our Avenue School this morning, and I was telling the kids, like, man, if I was, you know, 14, 15, 13 years old, I would start my own. Like, I would have my own shoe. Like, I'm talking about totally my own going up against these big brands or my own clothing line going up against these big brands, because all they do, like, the culture is in the streets. Like, the culture is where we at. You know, like, they come to, like, man, if you walked in some of these offices, you might walk in the office and see you on the mood board, right?
Really?
So, yeah. What?
Oh, wow.
Man, they use it. It's all they do. They get all the inspiration from us. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They get all the, look at all the other things that's going on around here. You know,
we
didn't have plain potato chips and start putting hot sauce on them. And next thing you know, flaming hots and, you know what I'm saying?
Hot sauce flavor.
There you go. There you go. It all come from us.
Wow.
It all come from us. So I would start my own, man. Start my own.
I don't know where they got the hot Cheetos from. I mean, maybe got this from eating red hot sauce.
Same thing. It's all come from us.
Oh, wow.
All come from us, man. We lay the groundwork for all this. We the one that really moved the needle.
I would say this, you know, being somebody that's out here dealing with the community straight up in your own special way, unique way, and giving people inspiration through your brand, what do you want to say as far as when it comes to being a part of these big brands? Because a lot of people, they didn't think that nobody from Milwaukee could actually have that kind of backing, because you got a strong backing.
I had incredible backing.
And now you have the city behind you, because now you didn't collaborate with every big idea in the city to say, hey, look, let's come together. Let's start putting things out here that we can be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, man, it's been beautiful, man. You know, Josh over at Busy Milwaukee, Jared over at Summerfest, Sarah Summerfest, it's just been an incredible partnership, you know, for them to, you know, let's just call it what it is, man. It was a risk on their part because they don't sell shoes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're not in the streetwear. So it was a huge risk on them to believe in the vision that I was trying to present to them. And like I said, and I'm just super grateful that the city was so receptive to it. You know, like I said, everything I do, man, is for Milwaukee. I feel like Milwaukee's just as dope as New York, L.A., anywhere.
You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like we don't have that national spotlight. So what I'm trying to do is bring that spotlight to Milwaukee, you know, for people can say, you know, come here and say, like, I got friends that tell me all the time, like, man, I was wearing your shoes, and man, everybody's like, where you get them from? He's like, man, these Milwaukee exclusive. You can't get them. Yeah, you can't get them. And then I want people to know that, you know, like, when you buying a shoe from me, you're just not buying a shoe. What you're doing is you reinvesting in the community, because that money that you're spending on that shoe with me is going to go for these backpacks. It's going to go for these shoes. It's going to go for these
bikes.
School supply. Yeah, that's coming up June 20th. We're giving away 500 bikes. 500 helmets to the community, you know. So you just reinvesting in your community. You're
but
just
that's
doing
what
it
we're
in
supposed
a different way.
To do.
Correct. That's what I say all the time. I like feel like people like, man, do you ever sit back and think about? I said, bro, I just feel like this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to kind of like pave the way and try to show these kids that it's a different way out here, man. Like, they don't have to be chasing these, you know, these rappers and these fashion brands. You know, like, they can build their own brand. You know, they can live a good life, man. All the things that I did in my life, like everybody, like when we was younger, we did all the knucklehead stuff, right? And now we 40, 45, 50, and now we just want a job. You see what I'm saying? But what if we would have got that job? Somebody would have told us this when we was 14, and then we would have got that job.
We would have been able to.
It would have changed everything. We would have had a 401k, you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be the janitor. We would be the vice
Stock
president.
Market.
Yes, all of that, but nobody never told us that. So, you know, our you know, so-called big homies only told us the wrong things to do. So I just want to change it. Yes, there you go. And I want to change that narrative, man, and start showing these kids that it's a different way, man. It's a right way. It's a righteous path to get to what you want to get to, man. You don't have to go that way. You know, that might seem the quick way, but that's the short way.
Right. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more of Eric Shake James in studio. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The people's champ. Yeah. Who the people's champ? Tory Lowe. When it all goes wrong, where the people go? Tory Lowe. Who was speaking up for those people in the ghetto? Tory Lowe. Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow? Tory Lowe. Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known? Tory Lowe. Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home? Yeah. Tory Lowe. If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up? Tory Lowe. Who gonna find a child molester that touched your daughter? Tory Lowe. Who gonna help you out when that landlord put you out of that apartment? Tory Lowe. When your son need a transplant, who gonna find that organ? Tory Lowe. Who out here shutting down the streets with no permit? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest activist out here that's independent? Tory Lowe. Who you gonna call if you end up missing?
101.7 The Truth.
Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth. We in the studio with Eric Shake James. Eric Shake James, I'm going to tell you this. You just dropped the Milwaukee shoe. I call it the Milwaukee Adidas shoe collaboration. You shot commercials too.
And yes.
So what's going on with the role? Is this still? Because it's like multiple. When you and Alexander get together, it's never something that simple.
Yeah.
It's creative, and if you pay attention to what y'all doing with the fashion and the shoe, it's nuggets that lead to something like you got a device on the shoe.
Yes. You know what? I got one in my pocket.
Okay, and this device, a key fob.
Yep.
The key fob is hooked to other ideas, so if you keep the key fob, it'll unlock other things that's going on in the city of Milwaukee.
Correct.
And a lot of people don't know that. They just hyped to get the shoe.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's a lot more to it, you know. Like so that that NFC technology, you know, you put it next to your phone, it'll mm-hmm. take you to a website that's controlled by Visit Milwaukee, and you will be able to download a free ticket to Summerfest. You know, so that's dope. And then also with the What the shoes, it'll be two shoes. And I don't know if people are familiar with a What the concept. So it's two shoes that are different, but they complement each other. And so what we're going to do, we're going to have a special activation on the Summerfest grounds. What is that? June 19th. We'll have a special activation on Summerfest grounds. Your ticket to that event that we're going to have on Summerfest grounds will be a VIP experience. And all you will need to get into that experience is the shoes.
Mm.
So anybody that's wearing the shoes at Summerfest will get exclusive access to this VIP experience. And in part of that experience, you'll be able to. So if you wear a 9 and I wear a 9, we'll be able to swap shoes and get them mated if we want to. So that's another experience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's always something with you and Alexander.
Yeah.
I wish he would have called in.
Yeah.
Y'all always thinking of something.
Yeah.
So the shoes, the pair that's coming out is two different shoes, but they go together.
Correct.
But yet you could get somebody with the same pair of shoes, with the same shoe size, and switch
correct
the shoe and have a matching pair if you
correct
wanted that.
If you wanted that.
Or you can just buy another set and get the matching pair.
Yep, if you wanted that. Yep, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot going to be, and we got some other tricks that's going to be for this for 2027. So like I said, don't throw this away. Make sure you keep this.
You know, I wish I had thought that. I would have put the Tory Lowe mixtape on the key fob.
There you go.
We just released the mixtape yesterday, the Tory Lowe Show mixtape volume 1. For the last show for the audience.
Okay.
And YouTube hated on it.
What'd they do?
They did something. The numbers was going up and they stalled it.
Oh, wow.
And Andrew said that he was going to try to figure out why, but it ain't no swearing on it or nothing. I just.
Wow.
But anyway, but you give you, you know, I might have to come with the key fob technology.
There you go.
Where they can now get the key fob and then upload the album.
That part. There you go.
See, see, you a genius now. Y'all be doing some stuff now. I be taking notes. Don't sue me now.
I want to see you grow. I want to see you grow.
I asked you. You know, you my brother. I asked you.
Yeah, I want to see you grow. Let's do it.
I'll give you your little percentage or something.
Nah, I want no percentage.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, let's grow, man. Let's grow.
Thank you. And you know what? Today was amazing because I didn't know, you know, all of y'all was going to stop through. I'm so excited to see what we're going to continue to do. And I'm so excited to see how we evolve over the next 5 years and dealing with the community in the city of Milwaukee, a place that we love. So I know y'all got more things to come.
I definitely got
more things to come. So I want to see how that looks post-radio.
It's going to keep growing, man. You know, like I said, I think the city going to, you know, continue on a positive path. You know what I'm saying? Keep getting better. You know, we just need some more of the elders out here to reach back to these youth, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, grab their hand a little bit, guide them the right way.
Well, before I let you go, I'm going to give you your final words to Truth Nation on the Tory Lowe Show, as usual.
So, man, Truth Nation, y'all really need to be thanking this man, Tory Lowe. He's been holding it down for a long time. When I first met this brother, you know, it's crazy. I put a post up on Facebook and I said, who is out here doing the work, no matter if it's big or small, that y'all feel should be honored? And it was an overwhelming amount of people were saying Tory Lowe.
Mm.
And so when I did that, you know, that event that was called Honoring Black Excellence,
yep,
you know, I selected the people who the people chose to be honored. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes, like we get so caught up in the work that we never get a chance to really lift our heads up and, you know, and smell the air and be like, man, you know, I'm really making a difference. So I wanted you to know that the people appreciate you and I appreciate you. And so I had to submit all of the names to Adidas. They was like, yo, we need to know the names because they got to make sure that, mm-hmm, you know, everybody's up and on the up and up.
Right.
So I submitted all the names and, you know, they came back with all these rave things to say about you. They was like, man, this guy Tory Lowe, man. They was like, man, like we never heard of him, you know,
wow.
But he's very deserving, you know what I'm saying?
And by you dealing with the community, keeping your eye on what's going on, that's how that happened.
Yes.
Doing your work.
Yes. And so, yeah, man, and so I wanted to—
I appreciate that.
Yes, I wanted to honor you, brother, you know what I'm saying, to give you that award, but not only just the award, because I know, like, we all get a lot of awards and things like that, but I wanted to give you, you know what I'm saying, donate some money to you, your nonprofit, just to help you continue on your journey, you know. And then, you, like you said, you took the money— and you helped out some single mothers out here that's going through some problems. So, like, and I think that's how you build community,
mm-hmm,
by us always working together, man. Like, because, you know, if we work together, we want to win together, we got to learn how to work together.
And you know what? From the start, it was a no-brainer because we never had major conversations about anything. We talk to each other like we've been around each other for years.
Correct.
And I'd be like, you'd be like, Tory, let's do, okay.
Correct, because, like, Jay, we like-minded.
How many times have we called each other just on the phone? But look how much stuff we did.
Correct.
Very little.
Facts.
But we did so much in a short amount of time.
That's crazy.
That's almost Zen.
That's real, bro. That's real.
That's almost Zen. Because we don't never be jumping on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like but you said, front line.
We look at each other when we're passing. Hey, this was what? Okay.
Correct.
That's it.
That's facts.
That's crazy.
That's facts, bro.
And
it's going to continue on.
I've been in relationships. It wasn't even that. It wasn't going down like that.
It's going to continue on, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Shake. I appreciate you. Everything that you are trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to continue to use whatever I can to support what you're doing as well. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing, amazing things that you got planned for the city. And I'm just here. I'm just here looking at it like that is Summerfest, Visit Milwaukee.
Yes.
The city, you know, had the mayor out there trying the shoes on. Like,
You got a pair on the governor. Governor Evers got a pair. Yes.
I think I seen Mike McGee Sr.
Okay.
Marvin Pratt.
Marvin Pratt.
Yes.
Yeah. Mayor Pratt. David Crowley, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was really great, man. I just, like I said, I'm just super, you know, I'm grateful that the city embraced it the way they did, man. And I, like I said, I just want people to have pride in the city, man. You know, like I'm, you know, to everybody who didn't get a pair, I'm sorry, you know, like, but, you know.
Man, how fast did it sell out?
I mean.
That day?
It could've, yeah, man, it was that day. But it could have went quicker. But, you
that
know.
That went quicker than Usher and Chris Brown pre-sale.
Yeah, it was crazy,
the pre-sale
man.
Was.
It was crazy,
wow.
Man. It was really great, though. Oh, you know what? Before I jump, I want to tell you this story. And so when shoe release happened, right, it was two ladies inside the store. I had food and a tattoo artist and stuff like that. And so it was two ladies in the store, and they asked which one was Shake. And then they pointed to me, and I went over there and talked to them, and it was a black lady and a white lady. Could tell you the real story. And so the white lady said that I want to thank you for doing this. Then she said, because I feel like the city needed it. And I was like, okay. And she said that by her standing in line 3 hours next to the black, I hate to be saying black and white, but standing next to the black lady, she said that they talked about grandkids, they talked about life, and now they friends, and they saying they gonna meet up for lunch and stuff like that. So she's saying that she would have never met that lady had I not had that event. And she said that she felt the city needed because Milwaukee is so segregated.
Oh, wow.
So she said, yeah. So she was super, I'm talking about, man, super, like she had tears in her eyes, super grateful that event happened. Yep. Real
hey,
story.
Look, let me tell you something. You connect people through fashion and everything you're doing with the kids, showing the kids the game early. You planting them seeds.
Yes.
And I thank you for that because we need more people to get involved to that level.
Correct. Correct.
Hey, it should have been – we should have named this the Frontline, you know, Frontline
Fridays,
man.
Frontline Fridays.
Look, Shake, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
And like I said, we may be in a different format as we move forward, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
There you go. To be continued. To be continued.
All right. Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, it's Steve Scafidi from Point Taken on 620 WTMJ. Hey, Tory, congrats on 5 years. I'm going to miss you live on the radio, but I'm sure you're going to be around in many, many different ways. You're the best. You're live. You're always excited about things in Milwaukee. And what I love best about you is you get you-know-what done. Love that.
That 10 toes froze. March in the rain, hold block on hold. Flags in the air, but the ground stay cold. Chalk on the curb, name on the sign. Mama in the front, son, doing time. Just hit a desk, didn't read that file. So we came 10 deep on the courthouse side. Old head chin, new kid watch. Whole hood tense, hard on lock. Heard that crack in the captain voice. When he see that crowd and he feel that choice. It's that front line, result based, advocate flow. If you a bop.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Look, we got Eric Shake James in studio. And look, we got Alexander on the lines, the designer. I call him Alexander the designer. But he and Shake are like
Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, just putting things together as far as Adidas, as far as fashion. Making Milwaukee look good. Making Milwaukee look, this is the goodest I ever seen us look, you know. And we making noise on a large level across the world. You trying to shake the world.
There you go. Shake up the world.
Yeah.
How you doing, Alexander?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored, brother.
Hey, you know, look, this the last show. I say that you got to call in. This the last show on this station, in this format. We got a lot of stuff to do. We got other stuff to do, but right in this space, And if Shake is in here and all of the amazing things Shake is doing, and then I said, Alexander, we got to get him on the lines because, like I said, you already know when you come to Milwaukee, it's home, you know, and you get treated, you family regardless, you know, of what takes place with Tory Lowe Show or anything like that. And you know we love you here.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, it's all love, man. Listen, I was just smiling, waiting on hold, because every time I hear your voice, it reminds me of where me and Shake just started and how he accepted me in the beginning just like I was like his brother, and that was the same vibe I got when we went to your radio show the very first time. I'm just like, man, who walks in a spot and then he just gets on the radio? You know, so it spoke to who Shake was, but it also spoke to who you was and how you viewed him. So to be included in that, man, it's an honor.
Hey, look, now I want to talk about the new shoe design that's coming, because Shake was talking about it, and it's kind of mismatch, but it go together. But if you see somebody else with another pair, you can swap if y'all wear the same size.
Yeah. You know, the way that this has been done, it's to create the concept of community. Once again, this is who Shake is, you know, and he's been an advocate in the community. So what better way to showcase that in real time is where people are actually moving together to actually create, you know, single pairs out of what they have. And you know, we're going to create a moment for that. But, yeah, there's a way to unlock, you know, a third pair, or even, you know, have both of them to yourself, you know, if you want to, or swap with somebody. We wanted to have those options because in community you got options, man.
Right. Well, look, and I was talking about the key fob. Now, I'm going to go to the Holiday Inn. I need a discount. I mean, can I swipe the key fob? Would it give me like a 50% off? I mean, visit Milwaukee. I mean,
there you go.
I was just talking. I mean, what's going on?
Look, I can't tell you about that, but you can definitely get in a Summerfest. you can get in a Summerfest with that boy. Who knows what can happen next year though? The way that we're working, man, we're gonna keep that thing alive. That whole experience is supposed to stay alive. That way, you get to stay tapped in with Shake, see what he's doing, stay tapped in with Visit Milwaukee, see some upcoming stuff for Summerfest. So it still ain't a throwaway even after Summerfest is over. This thing that we've done is something that, you know, we like they like to say, for life. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how we're rolling, because we're creating genuine connections.
Now look, what part of the country are you in? I just wanted to ask.
I'm in ATL right now. I'm in ATL.
Okay, you in the A. Are you going to the Chris Brown Usher concert out there or what?
Nah, I got too much work going on.
Oh,
you know, we working on this project. We got, man, Shake didn't even tell y'all, but we got so many things for this next drop. Nah, I ain't going nowhere, man. I've been trying
to get it out of him. I didn't ask him three questions about that new shoot, and he kept it simple, but all three times. I thought he was going to leak something.
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing we want people to know about this pair is that it's connected to the map concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first shoe brings you to Milwaukee and is the literal map. The Milwaukee pair is the cultural map, visual. You know, you get to actually see what Milwaukee is about. Like you said, the water is made, it's comprised up of Shake's three previous shoes. And then all of the things that represent Milwaukee from a Visit Milwaukee standpoint, and then the cheese. And, you know, so it's very eclectic, but it all makes sense when you put it all together. Both of them are designed around the concept of map and the city of Milwaukee. One is, you know, literal, one is cultural. So the Milwaukee shoe is a cultural map of Milwaukee. Everybody needs a pair.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I don't try to scuff mine, because I think because the fact that I can tell somebody you ain't got these,
correct?
You can't. I don't want to scuff them. I try to leave them, like I wear them for like 5 minutes and then I take a picture and I got to put them back in a box, because I'm trying to stretch it out for like 10 years from now. I want to be able to put the, look up and say this is probably this shoe probably you know is it increases in value because it's rare.
Yeah, super rare. Only the only way you're gonna be able to get it is Milwaukee.
That's why. See that. Yep. See, I'm looking at the long run. 10 years from now, like I let's say I'll do a spot check. I'll wear them for like 20 minutes. You know, style and profile, then I throw them off, and then I put on the regular shoes, something else, because I don't want to ever damage them to the point where, you know, I can't pull them out the box and be like, yeah, these was made back in 2026. Gotcha. You know, I'm gonna be an old cat at McDonald's with my coffee. You know, letting people know you ain't got these.
What's so dope? Yeah. What's so dope about it too, Tori, is that. With every drop, they've debuted on the radio, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the fact that you're involved in the project in a way where you're the voice that, you know, gets to say, hey, I was there. You know what I mean? It wasn't that you just got to get up there. You was there. You was a part of it, you know, getting the word out. Yep, that's history, man.
Man, look, I want to be a part of, you know, I love what y'all doing. Like I said, as I continue on in my journey, we'll just find better ways to do more.
Correct.
So I appreciate you for tapping in, Alexander. I'll say this, the dynamic duo, I love it.
Man, it's all love, man. I appreciate you having me, man. And, you know, like you said, we're going to find more ways. I can't wait till this marketing for this next one drop because I feel like it's, everything happens the way it's supposed to, Tori. Me and you had to talk about it. Everything happens the way it's supposed to. And what an amazing way to drop this shoe and kind of go off into the sunset with a banger, man. So I ain't going to tell the people too much, but this ain't the last time they're going to see us vibing together, you know?
Hey, look.
Correct.
Well, thank you, Alexander. Thank you, Shake. It's been amazing, and I can't wait to what we got looking. Our visions... It'll never stop creating.
Never, never, never. We're going to always do the community work for the city, man. Keep uplifting Milwaukee and uplifting the youth, man.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Love.